All right, here we go. Hello to you. Happy Wednesday. So much on the docket today. Let me get this out of the way to start, because I'm the last guy to sort of go here normally. But play and hurt today. So if I pass out during the show, then Margo will hustle up in here, throw me down to the side, step over my body, and continue the show. She knows what's at stake. Keep it rolling. Keep it moving. I cannot shake this back pain that has now protruded into my leg and other areas. And frankly, it hurts like heck. And I have a heating pad now for, I think, the second of 3 days on my seat and on my back. And I don't know. It just hurts. I jacked my back up, which was one of my big fears in life, and now I'm facing it. I am absolutely getting old and not growing any wiser. Did it through stupidity. Anyhow, we roll on. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing Instant Access. All our shows, just a click away. Email us, instantaccesskdkradio.com. The big news, or there's a bunch of big news today. One of them is this. It's nice that Pennsylvania may get a budget passed soon so that they could take the holiday break and then get right back to work when they could work on the next budget. That's how far they're behind. So great job, Harrisburg. Good work. Make sure you keep cashing that check. Anyway, in other news, there's this.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee said the emails, quote, raise serious questions about Donald Trump and his knowledge of Epstein's horrific crimes, unquote. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt raised questions about the Democrats and accused them of selectively leaking the emails. Secretary Levitt also went to great lengths to discredit author Michael Wolff, whose emails with Jeffrey Epstein were among those released. Levitt called the stories, quote, bad faith efforts, unquote, to distract from President Trump's accomplishments. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Well, thank you, Linda. There's a little more.
What Democrats on the House Oversight Committee allege is that the president may have known more about Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged illegal behavior. However, the president has denied any wrongdoing. He has not yet responded to this release. We did try to ask Speaker Mike Johnson about it a short time ago, but he too did not respond to our questions.
All right. This is the easiest thing in the world to predict. At 866-391-1020, we'll talk about that. A bunch of people calling in and want to talk about my back. We could do that as well. Thank you much. But anyway, this is the easiest thing to predict. We have two camps. We are going to have two camps. We will always have two camps. And the two camps are this. People like Caroline Levitt, who say, pay no attention to those emails. My guy is scot-free, and he's going to remain scot-free. The facts is all out there. He's the president. Keep it moving. Don't look anywhere else. And then you have the other side. Fry the guy, he's a pedophile, get him out of office, it's proven. Now, I will read verbatim from CNN. Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender whose death by suicide has spawned intense scrutiny of the high-profile people he knew, mentioned Donald Trump by name multiple times in private correspondence over the last 15 years with an associate and an author in Trump's orbit, according to newly released emails from Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. The emails to longtime Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of sex trafficking after Epstein's death, and the author Michael Wolff include conversations in which Epstein asserts Trump spent significant time with a woman whom Oversight Democrats describe as a victim of Epstein's sex trafficking. The emails also include a message in which Epstein asserts Trump knew about the girls, seemingly in a reference to Trump's claim that he kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago club for poaching young women who, well, worked there. Now, the emails were released Wednesday, that's today, by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, we know all this, who obtained them after subpoenaing Epstein's estate earlier this year. Trump did not receive or send any of the messages, which largely predated his time as president, and he has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing in connection with Epstein or Maxwell. Wolf the author, told CNN, "I don't quite remember the context, but I was engaged then in an in-depth conversation with Epstein about his relationship with Trump, and this seems to be part of that conversation." So there we are. We will have some people, and this will never change, say this is a smoking gun. We will have other people say, "My guy's not charged with any crime or accused of criminal wrongdoing." Plausible deniability and full deniability. Move on, keep it moving. So what will happen is we will spend an inordinate amount of time focusing on this, talking about this, when nobody is going to budge from either camp. And to be quite frank, nothing is most likely going to happen. Some people will move to try to get Trump impeached. Probably not happen. Some people will move for the feds to show up at the White House with handcuffs. Never going to happen. So what we'll have is an argument that simply goes back and forth perpetually like a ping pong match. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Jess is in the car. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Not great. How are you?
Well, I was just calling to let you know that I am a massage therapist, and it sounds like you need to get a massage.
I think I need more than a massage, be honest with you. I actually think I did something bad because I was looking at the symptoms and where my pain is, and I might be in a little more trouble than just a massage.
All right, well, then it sounds like you need to make a doctor's appointment.
I think I might, but I don't like going to the doctor. Now, tell me about this massage therapy that you offer here, Jess.
I've done it for over 25 years.
Oh.
I travel to clients' homes.
Oh, you do? What do you think is wrong with me here?
Well, I actually just got in the car from a client, so I didn't hear your symptoms, but I just know that you were on a heating pad.
Yeah, my symptoms are my back hurts, the pain is protruding down my leg at this point, and also into my testicle. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm a professional. I do not...
No, I'm just saying, those are the symptoms. I'm giving you the anatomically correct term.
It sounds to me like it might be, and again, I am not a doctor, so I can't diagnose or prescribe. To me, it sounds like it might be sciatic.
Oh, that's bad, right? I don't need surgery, do I?
No, but again, I can't diagnose or prescribe. But if as a massage therapist, I would get into your glutes.
Oh, and that helps?
It should, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I might have to figure this out with you. I don't know. I just want to be able to walk without pain, sleep without pain, and not put a bunch of ointment on to try to keep my head above water. Does that make sense?
Correct. Absolutely.
I know. It's just I don't want to make this about me and belabor this. I shouldn't even have mentioned it, but I appreciate people coming to try to help me out. It is. It's bad. I never thought I'd hurt my back. Honest. I've had little... nicks and things like that, and maybe a little pain here and there. This might be an injury, which is what I have feared for a long time. When it starts to creep into other areas of your body, oh, man. Anyway, so that's that, and we could talk about the Epstein emails. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I'm going to tell you later on in the hour about a couple people who cannot be fixed. We'll get into all that. What a start to the show. Listen for the drive at 5. That's a long way off from now. Nonetheless, we'll get to it. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand the yellow van. Thank you for all the advice on the text line, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I have to check in with Margot later about Dancing with the Stars. Big hullabaloo in my house this morning about all this. I know nothing about it. I just shake my head and play along like I know what's happening. So, wonder if she watched it, or if she was so tired she went to bed. That'll keep you... That's your tease for later in the show. Margo's Dancing with the Stars update. Anyway, so, by the way... As always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM AM 1020 KDK or on that Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. But you can also watch us online, KDK's video stream. It's all presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to KDKRadio.com, click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream, and be sure to go to our YouTube page as well. Check out what we're doing in studio. subscribe to that YouTube page so you don't have to keep going to it every day. It'll find you. All right, 866-391-1020. These Epstein emails. I'm going to talk about it just a little bit. Here we are.
Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, his associate, where he basically in 2011 writes that Donald Trump, quote, spent hours at my house with an alleged victim of sex trafficking. It also, the email refers to Trump as, quote, a dog that hasn't barked.
This is it. We have two camps. And my assertion is this. People aren't going to stray from them. People are baked in, built in to one of two sides, and it's this. Trump was around things and may have been around seedy people and was around criminals and may have been around criminals, but he's not one himself. When you're rich, you hang around other rich people, and sometimes rich people act like idiots, and that just happens to be Trump. And that's one assertion, right? And then there's not a lot of people in the middle. Then the other assertion is this. Trump's a rapist. Trump's a pedophile. Trump slept with underage women. And he should be in handcuffs. He should be in jail. And because he's Donald Trump and he's rich, he's getting out of it. And there's not going to be a lot of crossover. Nobody's going to be traded from one team to the other. And we are in this stalemate and locked in this stalemate. And unless there are emails with video or photographs of Trump locked in an embrace with a young lady, nothing's going to change from either camp. And that's just kind of where we are. Jake's in Cranberry. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Colin. Sad about the thing. Copious amounts of ibuprofen and, yeah, heating pad. Treat the symptoms, man. Get better. When's the first time you heard of Jeffrey Epstein?
A couple years ago.
Okay. For me, it's 1994.
Wow.
I was a truck driver. What's a truck driver's job description? Listen to the radio. So I'm a Teamster listening to the radio, and I go, what the heck is going on? And this goes back to Bill Clinton, who's on the books, who's on the manifest, who's everywhere, okay? They're going to have a hard time doing anything with Trump without taking down Clinton. Because we know Clinton was there. We don't know that Trump was there. If he was, I'll take care of him myself, all right? But we have no evidence that he was there. And what we have now is them coming out with this saying the victim. Well, we know the victim is the poor young lady who committed suicide because of all of this. Now, guess what? She can't talk because she's dead. So they bring it out now. She's dead. They can say whatever they want, and there's no way to corroborate.
Do you agree with my assertion that this is a ping pong match that is perpetual, that'll go back and forth, and we're never, ever, ever going to, one, get to the bottom of it, or we may already be to the bottom of it, and two, people on either side, Jake, will never be satisfied?
We have 53 Republicans in the Senate. We needed 60 for a vote, but Democrats kept saying it's the Republicans closing the government. It's your exact argument. We'll never get over this. We'll just keep fighting, and everybody will just keep talking. That's all.
I think that's where it is. And here's the thing that's going to rankle Democrats, and this is just the lay of the land on this situation. At some point, Republicans are going to stop defending Donald Trump in this Epstein situation in so much as this. They're going to say, show us an indictment, show us the charges, show us agents at the front door with handcuffs, or we ain't talking about it anymore. If that's the way that it's going to work, and that's going to infuriate Democrats, or at least that's my thought. That's how it's all going to go down. At this point, it's salacious. It's juicy. You have a few dead people already. One person incarcerated. The president of the United States entangled in all of this. Emails that some people are labeling a smoking gun. Other people are looking at and going, they're innocuous. My guy never even got them. What are you talking about? There are emails of people talking about my guy. What does that do? So it keeps it in the news cycle, and it creates a weekly world news sort of atmosphere when it hasn't necessarily, moved forward. And it perpetually will stay here. Great text here. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Couple about my back. I had the same issue with my back probably 4 years ago. It started out with just back pain, then went down my leg. I went to the doctor. They did surgery. I don't want that. Then here's the capper of a text. You're in pain because you're a nasty, hateful person. Karma is doing you in. Change your hateful talk and your pain will go away. That's like something you get inside of a, after you eat Chinese food at a Chinese restaurant, inside of your fortune cookie. Great one here. You are in pain because you're a nasty, hateful person. Karma is doing you in. Change your hateful talk and your pain will go away. Okay, non-hateful talk the rest of the show. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Non-hateful talk, and I will walk out of here pain-free. I'm feeling it. News bottom of the hour, KDK. All right, hello to you. Happy Wednesday. Top of the hour, production versus personality. And if one person should suffer, suffer's the wrong word. If they should get lifetime demerits for the latter of the two, not being great in that department. I'll explain, but there's a lot to talk about. All right, I've talked about this before. Oh, and I'm celebrating. I found out news in the break that makes me happy as can be. And I'll hash this out a little more. I'll put it on social media because I don't think a lot of people care over the air. But somebody who stole from a bunch of cancer kids is going to jail for 2 to 4 years. And I'm okay. I'm okay to celebrate when bad people go to jail. And this lady's bad. And I'm excited about it. So there's that. She had her day in court today. Actually pled guilty. Woo! Makes me happy. We were one of the families who she bilked. 2 to 4 years in jail. Good. Anyway, 866-391-1020. You know, I say this sometimes, that there is a solution, so to speak, and that our state isn't using it enough. State mental health institutions. We got to bring them back. There's a recent case, two of them actually, where I don't know what we're going to do with these people. You can't keep them in jail forever. Now, by virtue of their age, it might be forever. But they are two people who you look at and you say, okay, if they go into the general jail population, they're going to get eaten alive. And some of you might be okay with that. If they can be rehabilitated, they can't be put out in the general public again. So there has to be sort of an in-between. And this is where we have to come up with a better system, I think. All right, think about this. There's two cases. So one out of Lawrenceville, okay? So, and this from Channel 4. There are a lot of people who didn't do the kind of cross-referencing and figure out what this guy was all about. There's a 57-year-old guy, just the other day, Eric Gillespie, lives in the South Side, has a really nice place in the South Side. Well, he was trying to arrange to meet a preteen girl in Lebanon County for sexual contact. He had laid it all out, put it out there on the computer, all of that kind of stuff. In child predator section of the Attorney General's office, figured it all out. He is, though, not just some run-of-the-mill scumbag. He's the founder and chairman of Jovini, a big software company with an office in Lawrenceville. Now, Jovini has millions and millions and millions of dollars in contracts with the Pentagon, Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies. They're a big player in that game. $100 million of annual revenue, if not more. So, This is a guy who at 57 years old, think about this, has a ton to lose and what to gain meeting with a teenage girl. He says, I founded Jovinity to create an entirely new category of software built to transform how the government uses AI and data to make decisions. Incredibly smart guy, incredibly dumb guy. Sexual deviant. So think about how much this guy had to lose, right? And still did this. And you always wonder, when someone gets caught, if it was truly the first time they ever did this. So he's facing 4 felony counts. A judge denied bail, said he's a flight risk and public safety concern, and the attorney general's office is going to lay it down on him. So there's that. That's the first guy. 57 years old with tons and tons to lose and a super rich guy. All right. So what do you do with him? In my estimation, he can't be rehabilitated. If he's that smart and he's that successful and knew he had that much to lose, there's no way he can be reintroduced to society. He just can't. Second case, Westmoreland County officials. They say a 76-year-old man is charged with indecent exposure after he exposed himself to people at the Target parking lot in North Huntington Township. His name's Anthony Cotone, C-O-T-T-O-N-E. Lives in Pleasant Unity. Here's the hook. 6 prior convictions for indecent exposure and may have been involved in 2 other similar incidents in Greensburg. He's 76 years old. If he keeps sitting in parking lots and taking out his thing, he's never going to get it at 76. We're already past that point. He is a danger and a menace to society. No two ways about it. At 76 years old, now with this being the 7th time that they've caught him, he can't be rehabilitated. No way, no how. What do you do with men like this? That's my thought. What do you do with men like this? There is no way they can be reacclimated into society. You can't rewire their brain. You can't fix them. One guy, just a dirtbag old coot at 75 years old, and he is living out the last years of his life, but he hasn't learned from the first 6 convictions. He can't be out amongst society. He just can't. Another guy, almost 60 years old, more money than God. He can't be out amongst society if he is that smart, that rich, and still chasing 13-year-old girls. This is where there needs to be that in-between. Look, some will celebrate, some will say, let them fend for themselves, throw them into general population, and they'll weed them out. And look, there's a certain noble quality in that. I get it. I understand it. All of that. But that being said, shouldn't this be a place, and I'm not about keeping these guys safe, but shouldn't there be a place for people like this? And isn't this the exact case to be made for state mental health institutions? Lock them away, keep them there, put them in a place like that, and there you go. When you talk about jail overcrowding, you have people like this in jail forever, and I'm not trying to rehabilitate them to put them back in society, but putting them in a jail does nobody any favors. What you're going to have is an inordinate amount of people trying to watch them so they don't get killed, and these guys are just riding out the time until they die, or their sentence is up. And when their sentence is up, they've proven again and again and again they can't be reacclimated into society, and for me, it's helpless. Barb's in Bloomfield. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Colin. Hey, I believe, this is my belief. I believe that once you have committed that crime and you've been to court and you've got your sentence, that you should have your privates cut off.
Oh, man. Castration, or medical castration, even.
That's it. And not just for men, because you got female pedophiles out there. They should also have their junk sewed up.
Wow. Yeah,
And that's the way, thank you. And I also feel that they should have an implant put in them somewhere so you can track them.
Yeah, you know, that you do bring up a good point. When we do talk about Megan's Law, and then when you go to sign up and look at, not sign up for, but look at the Megan's Law people in and around where you live, it says, and you have to hit OK, and by clicking on it, you're agreeing not to use it for any nefarious reasons, i.e. for retribution or to find out where somebody lives or to get back at them. But you're right. That didn't stop this 76-year-old guy from being a total perv and more, now a seventh time. The system's not just, it's just not good enough. The Attorney General's office is great, especially with Sunday now. He's trying and doing all he can from a state Attorney General's office standpoint. But it's just not good enough for these sexually deviant predators. It's just not. What do you do with people like this? I say they can't be rewired. No way, no how, you can't fix them. Let's talk next. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020 right here, KDK. Here we are. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. How about that wind this morning? Anybody get... I was already up, but I was kind of like worried that it was going to cause damage. It was... When they say the wind whistles, that was one of few times where I heard the wind whistling. It was something. I'm still, I don't want to say miffed, I'm still confused about all this situation with this coyote hunting in Churchill, that old Westinghouse land. I read a story today, and I'm not going to get into this, but I read a story today about how some people are for, some people are opposed. If it's going to, I don't know who would be opposed to that. If it's not a danger to you, and like the last thing you want around are coyotes. Although the coyotes may help call the deer population, but do you really want coyotes around? People complain about coyotes around, and they're not going to hurt you, but I don't think you want them overpopulating, much like the deer. It's just a weird situation. If people are going to go in the cover of night, and they're going to hunt with, you know, infrared goggles or whatever, and do that, what's the big deal? Some people worry about way too much. Let the hunters hunt. Let them get it done. And that. Oh, I did also see a thing because I like to hike on the Rachel Carson Trail. If you hike, I did not know this because I normally don't hike on that part of it during this part of the year. If you go on the other side of Emmerling Park, which is in Indiana Township, and you go towards like Cheswick, you got to wear orange this time of year. And there's big, bright signs that say, do you have your orange on? Do not proceed past here without your hunting gear on. Just to go hiking. You don't want to be misconstrued for a deer, a female deer, doe, a deer. Anyway, all of that. 866-391-1020. Back to this story. And this is the thing. This scumbag, and you see these stories every once in a while. They'll just have a mugshot of a person, and it'll say, facing charges of soliciting sexual contact with a minor. And you'll think, oh, it's just a deadbeat, you know, some guy that had a low-level job or some guy that was jobless or some guy that, you know, the stereotypical lived in his mom's basement, all of that kind of stuff, right? So you saw that story, or maybe other people did, and they thought, oh, this 57-year-old guy here in Pittsburgh, Eric Gillespie is his name. Yep, another deadbeat. Listed his address on the south side. You think, oh, okay, lives in a row house or something in the south side. No. You do a little digging. This guy was a 57-year-old founder and chairman of Jovini, software company, huge office in Lawrenceville, awarded millions of dollars in contracts from the Pentagon. This guy's a mover and shaker about town. A big one. His company surpassed $100 million in annual revenue last year. And you think, okay, 57-year-old guy, tons of money, probably super nice car, real nice place to live. And he's trying to meet up with teenage girls for sex all the way in Lebanon County. Think about that. That being said, if you are that successful, you're that smart to be able to get to that point in your life, there is no way you're not of clear conscience and thought in doing this. My assertion is at 57 years old, if you know you have that much to lose, you can't be rehabilitated. You just can't. Then it gets into what do you do with these people? And that's where the rub is, and especially a state like this. How in the world do you go about figuring this out? It's a problem. Can't let this guy back out. Say he serves, and I got a text here from a defense attorney I know. Sentencing guidelines, which are advisory, each guy, this guy and the other guy that was exposing himself in Westmoreland County, could get a sentence where they'll be let out, for sure. Mental health is for people who don't know what they did wrong, or appreciate their conduct. So think about that. They fall into this sort of purgatory, people like this. So what will happen is, they'll get a sentence, it'll go by the guidelines, this guy will be out in a couple years, and he'll be walking amongst us. That's just not good enough. It just isn't. This is one of those things where there need to be much stricter sentencing guidelines. Top of the hour, production versus personality. Where does that come down for, where do you come down in terms of being remembered and enshrined, if you will? We'll talk about all that coming up in just a couple minutes.